You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Monday, November 28th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about how the U.S. Congress seems to lack a definitive idea on what exactly crypto is, let alone how to regulate it. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Hundreds of thousands of investors just had billions picked from their collective e-pockets, yet crypto remains the untouchable queen in the antiquated marble halls of the U.S. Capitol. Sure, a handful of lawmakers are waving, or at least limply holding red flags after cryptocurrency exchange FTX imploded earlier this month. Even as hundreds of millions of dollars worth of happiness, retirements, and even basic health care were erased in the blink of a bro's cunning eye, Congress is cool, calm, and collectively, well, daft. "It's not really an issue I know a whole lot about," says Bernie Sanders, the independent U.S. Senator from Vermont who plays a Democrat every 4 years. "I don't really understand the technology," says U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, a tech-forward Missouri Republican. House Democratic leaders seem to be on the same, if antiquated, page. Asked about plans to address the volatile cryptocurrency world following the collapse of FTX, U.S. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat New York, the current chair of the House Democratic Caucus and presumed future leader of House Democrats, demurs. "Well, I think that's an issue that I presume will be taken up by the Financial Services Committee," he says. Talking with lawmakers, it seems Congress continues to wrestle with the definition of what money is, even as most of us have moved far past the nation's representatives and keep asking when we're going to get our money, digital or otherwise, back. And despite the current crypto collapse, according to Jeffries and many other powerful party leaders, there's time to kill. There are a whole host of issues that I think we are planning on working through, and I can imagine that the situation related to the cryptocurrency industry will be one of them moving forward, Jeffries adds. According to U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, Republican Wyoming, the rise of cryptocurrencies and the dangers that come with them caught Congress by surprise. "I think that a lot of members of Congress have assumed that the digital asset industry could be on the back burner because it's immature," Lummis says. "It's growing faster than people recognize. And now with Elon Musk announcing that he might use Twitter as a payment platform, I mean, this industry is much more mature than people realize. It's time. It's time to regulate. It's time to put sideboards on this." Lummis isn't merely a Republican. She's Wyoming, a state that aims to be the crypto capital of the U.S. She was a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus. Like the caucus itself, she moved toward MAGA in recent years, but her libertarian streaks remain pronounced, and crypto's the best thing since sliced bars of gold for the laissez-faire Lummises of the world. As anti-regulation as Lummis is, she's been out in front calling for constraints, regulations even, though it's still considered a four-letter word in most Republican circles. She wants bumpers, at the very least. There will still be companies that deal in digital assets that will fail even after they're regulated, but at least will have consumer protections and reporting. And the most important thing there is segregating the customer's assets from the financial institution's assets, Lummis says. What happened with FTX is they were lending out customers' assets. This summer, the libertarian Lummis teamed up with liberal U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat New York, to drop the Responsible Financial Innovation Act, which promises a complete regulatory framework for digital assets. It seeks, for instance, to draw a line between securities and commodities, giving the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, more power to regulate cryptocurrencies. It also would establish an advisory committee to help lawmakers and regulators streamline this ever-evolving and perpetually confusing new world of digital currency. The industry wants regulation because they want to be able to separate out the wheat from the chaff, Gillibrand says. They want to be able to make sure those who are fraudulent are not allowed to participate in the market. In recent decades, Congress has dithered and failed to pass a comprehensive law protecting Americans' digital assets, including our private secrets, like, say, our reproductive decisions, even as both parties have called for upending America's digital norms. The Senate only recently learned that the most popular apps, from Facebook to YouTube, survive on ad money. Some members of Congress, I'm looking at you, Chuck Schumer, still use flip phones. That's likely why this is no crypto Congress, even if anti-regulatory forces abound from Bernie Sanders right to Donald Trump's left. It's a very volatile marketplace, says U.S. Senator Rand Paul. I think most people investing in it know that. The Kentucky Republican, bearish on government regulation, is one of the few U.S. lawmakers who's truly in the crypto weeds. I'm still fascinated by some things that have not yet happened there that might. I think someday there might be a role for stablecoin, where there's an actual backing to the coin, to maybe compete with credit cards and be another form of exchange of transaction, Paul adds. The government doesn't do a very good job regulating anything. It usually makes it worse. While some lawmakers are all in on crypto, others are dubious. Crypto fortunes are smoke and mirrors, built on a lot of corruption and insider dealing, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat Massachusetts, says. We've needed regulation for a very long time, but Congress has been frozen in acting. To Warren, what's needed is comprehensive legislation that is not written by the authorities themselves. It is important that the regulators have the tools they need to keep not just this kind of problem from happening, the one that's just happened in FTX, but other kinds of fraud and deception. For U.S. Senator Cory Booker, Democrat New Jersey, the issue is white and black. Crypto is something where blacks are overrepresented, people without college degrees are overrepresented, Booker says. The Democrat comes at it from a consumer standpoint, even as Lummis does as well. But New Jersey is no Wyoming. Ultimately, though, location doesn't matter. Anyone anywhere can invest in crypto, even as anyone anywhere can lose everything in crypto. That's impossible with American banks, which is why these lawmakers are demanding a minimum. We need to have a base, Lummis says. There has to be a floor, and then, as time goes on, if things get overregulated and we're sacrificing innovation because of it, we can cross that bridge when we come to it. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, a new analysis of millions of tweets shows that hate speech has become more visible on Twitter under Musk's leadership. Checking in on Wired Science, mosquitoes genetically engineered to kill off their own kind may be the key to help stop their spreading of disease. And on Wired Security, the pandemic accelerated the bomb dog shortage. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.